Hello, wonderful community. It has been a while. I haven't made a podcast since mid-April. My family came and visited me from the States here in Spain. And then I've just had a full roster of private clientele, which has been a wonderful blessing to serve these people. I'm just in love with my work at the moment. And I've been running a group program full of wonderful people. And I also just felt so overwhelmed with all the have-tos and to-dos of running an online business and everything that's expected of this type of work, and all the social media posting and all the podcasting and all the networking. And it's just like, how many people do you have to be? Oh my God. I just felt completely drained, and like I couldn't hear myself anymore. I was listening to all these voices, and it just felt so overwhelming and crowded inside of my head that I just decided I was just going to let it be for a little bit. And I just stopped, and I just let that be okay. And my apologies to my exclusive subscribers who were entitled to receive new and private content weekly, and I apologize. I just couldn't keep up with everything. I am just one person. Plus, I have four kids, as you probably know. And life is crazy. Life is so full and nuts. And it was really good to just not have to do all the stuff all the time and to not be on social media so much. It's just too much. It's just not good for us. It's not healthy for our soul to be plugged in like that. For me, it was not sustainable. And so I'm just navigating ways of working within my field and working within my work and creating content that's helpful and valuable, but that's just not so, doesn't take so much time to make, that's so disposable, you know, like posting all the time. I really do enjoy podcasting, and I'm here again. I want to refrain from making any promises of consistency or anything like that, but I really felt called to come back and speak to you, to this audience, to this community. I love serving this community of people who you, if you're listening to this, this may define you, maybe not exactly, but roughly, generally, or very specifically, people who want to do better with the way that they interact with alcohol, and to re-examine alcohol's role in your life, and to be able to separate yourself from it, and to have it not be so important and so critical and so necessary. It is such a matrix. It's such a overwhelming place to be in life when we're so hyper-focused on alcohol. And I know that deeply from my own experience. And I love helping people disentangle themselves from that type of relationship with that particular substance. So here I am. You might be able to tell in my voice, but I've been super sick. My whole family, all six of us, came down with COVID. Last Sunday, my baby was the first. He got a flaming fever. Well, we took him to the pediatrician's office. This is going to be a long podcast, by the way, I think. So maybe you're on a long drive and you're like, yay. Or maybe you want to come back to it when you have like 30 minutes. We took our two-year-old to the pediatrician's, because in Spain, it's mandatory that you bring them in once a year so they can weigh them and see them and whatnot. So we brought him in, and then we brought in our oldest child because we wanted to get some medicine for her as well. So we were all six of us, with like four small children, running around a crowded weight room. There's kids coughing and sneezing everywhere. And my two-year-old, who's really rambunctious, had a paddle and a ball, and he was smacking it everywhere and crawling on the ground to get it under people's chairs and like high-fiving people, accepting snacks from people, getting his ball back from who knows who, just everybody. And by the time we were finally seen, and then he cried and threw a fit in there and like rubbed his face on everything. Oh my God. And then 12 hours later, he had this insane high fever. And then we all came down with COVID. all of us, just flat on our faces. And I have never been so sick. Like, it took me the fuck down. And I consider myself really healthy. And it annihilated me. Like, I was in bed sweating straight for 3 days, shaking with chills. Like, I won't go into it. I'm already going into it. But I had this insane experience of being out of my body. And I posed this question on my stories the other day on Instagram: is having a severe illness or sickness like COVID or something similar, a severe illness, have you ever found it to be similar to a near-death experience? Well, that was my experience, having this really severe COVID that I'm still finding my way out of the hole of. I felt like I was outside of my body, hallucinating. And I know it's said that when you die, your life flashes before your eyes. Well, my life didn't flash, but for 3 days, I had these long, drawn-out scenes of seeing parts and pieces and scenes of my life, where I was like watching it like a movie. And some of them were really beautiful, from childhood and like loving scenes and relationships with people and things and moments and places I'd forgotten. But many of them were of me just being inebriated, drunk, partying on the streets, like seemingly at that time believing that I was having a good time. But when I was watching this, it made me so sad. Pardon if I cough and sneeze and blow boogers and things. It made me so sad to see like the majority of my teenage life, my young adult life, really up until like 4 years ago, just spending so much time with alcohol. I remember in my 20s, I was looking for a picture of me for a publicity of something, and I could not find a picture of me that didn't have alcohol in it, or I couldn't tell that I had been drinking or was hungover. It's a lot of time. So like these scenes of my life that were playing for me, and I was watching them, I was like tripping out with fever. They were all featuring such drunkenness, and like the feeling around it was just disparity and sadness in watching it, even though at the time that was not my mentality. But like the spiritual container around it was of sadness and this low energy and this heaviness, and it made me really come to this conclusion that I've been toying with for some time, more recently in the last few months, of, you know, going from somebody who drank every single day for a long, long time, a bottle of wine minimum, often more, to someone who could have an alcohol-free day, and then 2 and 3 and 4 and 5, and then consistently have like 5 alcohol-free days a week, to being someone who could easily go for a dry January or a sober October and really like it. It's like the evolution of the last 4 years. And then even more recently, just being like, okay, I just want to drink like one time a week and being okay with that. And then now coming to this conclusion that like, I just don't even want to drink at all. I just don't want it anymore at all. And I'm in no ways like denouncing alcohol or vilifying it or telling other people what they should do or even cheerleading for sobriety, nor am I even labeling myself sober, if that makes sense. I just want to be someone who no longer drinks. And when I say that, it feels right. To say I'm a sober person doesn't feel right, even though that might seem in contrast to what I just said. I think for me personally, like using the word sobriety has a really strong connotation, and it has a really specific place of belonging with people who need to claim it. And I don't feel like I am that person. And I don't want to water down the potency of sobriety and what it really is for the people who stand behind it and use that label for themselves, which I deeply respect. I also think I have a lot of trauma around using the word sobriety. When I got a DUI and I was forced to go to AA meetings, and they made me say that I was going to be sober, or they like forced this language on me that made me really uncomfortable. Really uncomfortable. There was like so much dogma attached to it that I think it's like my personal growth phase as well. I'm just not in a place where I'm saying I'm a sober person, but I am in a place where I'm saying I no longer wish to use or consume alcohol. I'm now saying that I'm loving being someone who no longer drinks. That feels really good. And that feels like just this place, this inevitable place I've arrived at in this evolution of this work I've been doing on myself and with other people. And I want to speak to it because I think transparency is so medicinal and important. And I want you to really honor and value wherever you are on your journey of questioning and reevaluating and releasing an addiction or an obsession with alcohol use, to really honor and value where you are and know that it can change every day and that it will and it does if you maintain a practice of wanting it to and believing that it can and making efforts for that to happen. If you've listened to my other podcast, I give a lot of information about how to do that. So I won't go too deeply into that right now. And another thing is like having this COVID and being this sick and not being able to recall another time that I was this sick with illness, but I can recall multiple, numerous times throughout my life where I have been this sick with hangover. I have been this sick by making myself this sick by drinking so much alcohol and continuing to do it. And to be able to compare COVID with being hungover is kind of nutty, because if you are really hungover, you can do the opposite and compare it to COVID. You know, like, that's crazy. This rampant virus that has killed so many people, to compare it with an extreme hangover is like the closest thing that I can associate it with. Yes, I have felt this sick, but only from hangover, not from a virus or bacteria or an illness. And that to me just was really like, really revelatory, and just these blaring lights, neon signs in my face that I just no longer wish to play with or do anything. Like, I just want like nothing to do with it, really. I'm also in a place where I am around a lot of alcohol still, and like, that's okay. My good friends, my family, I live in Spain, there's alcohol everywhere. I don't wish to like make it go away. I wish to just, and I do feel like this, like just really at peace with it and like really peaceful and in resolve of my personal decision of just being someone who just no longer drinks. And I think language is really important, how we describe ourselves and what are really in our relationship to alcohol in particular, in many things, but with substance use, it's really important because it allows your mind to have flexibility. For example, a few years ago, if my only choices would have been, okay, you just stop drinking right now, or you just don't worry about it and just keep going down this train wreck path, I'm like, well, I guess I just go down the train wreck path because I won't even consider sobriety. That is not even on my radar. That is not even anything that I'm interested in, right? It's like there, we don't have to choose between this dichotomy. We can choose gradual change and speak to ourselves about it in a way that feels good to our minds and acceptable to our nervous systems and our personalities with where we currently are as we grow and evolve and become different and expanded versions of ourselves that can then use more language and more words and different types of vernacular or context to describe where we are at a further place along, and then a further place along, and then a further place along. We don't have to use the concreteness of the readily available terms. You can create your own terms. You can create your own description of how it is that you're being with alcohol and who it is that you're being with alcohol. And it can evolve and it can change. And that is a path to freedom as well. And I am so blessed, like honored really, and like scared out of my mind sometimes to be doing this type of work. Like, I didn't ask for it. I didn't wish to be this kind of like spokesperson, not really a whistleblower, but like I didn't wish to be speaking out about changing your relationship with alcohol when I was someone who was so infatuated with drinking. And it's when you look around you, it seems like that is what most of the world is doing. You know, when I walk down the street, I just see cafe after cafe and bar after bar and adult after adult smoking and or drinking at almost all hours of the day. And it's like, wow, when and how do we change this? When and how do we step away from this, like even just a little bit at a time, one person at a time, communities at a time, friend groups at a time? I don't know. I'm still really immersed in that question. And yeah, oh, I lost my train of thought. Oh, you COVID brain. Pardon me. Yeah, it can be gradual. It can be personal. It is your own journey. Don't let people derail you. Don't let the media derail you. Don't let everything you see tell you that you should be drinking all the time or smoking all the time, or that that's the only way to enjoy yourself, or it's the only means of entertainment or pleasure, or that it has to go with dinner, or it has to go with dates, it has to go with... No, it doesn't. Who's telling us this? Why? We need to be questioning this, because it's holding us captive to a paradigm that has been in place for too long, that is stunting our personal and our collective evolution. And again, it doesn't have to be this like, fuck off alcohol, and like, we're all done with you now. It can be your own personal graduation, step by step, piece by piece, and day by day, and the evolution of your lifetime can be your healing from your relationship with alcohol or smoking or substance or whatever it is. It's a beautiful path of unfolding. It's also, okay, so that's really my priority in removing alcohol completely now at this point, is because I want deeper presence. I cannot deny that I'm a better parent when I'm not drinking at all. Like, even a glass of wine, it, like, my kids really need me, how young they are and how many of them there are. But even if there was just one and she was like 40, like, it would, might still be the same dynamic. You know, like, our kids need us, our partners need us, the world needs us. Like, we really can be doing so much better for this place right now instead of hiding or distracting. Like, I think that we're each called to something greater, doing something greater with our time and our energy, our efforts, our lifetime on this planet, especially at this time now. to be able to connect with our inner source of power, with source, with God, whatever words that you like. And that, to me, is actually the number one reason why I'm finalized, like, why I'm making this decision now of being someone who no longer chooses alcohol, is because I want to go so deeply into consciousness and expanding my awareness of existence and like and what this all means and what we're all capable of. I've also been in the last like 6 weeks delving more deeply into shamanism, like especially of the South American types of shamanism and ancient Essenine shamanism, and also ancestral healing, and how these things and past lives, like these are my deeper interest, and how these things interweave and intersect at the point of a human being living a life of addictive tendencies, and that these things are so relevant to be looked at and healed and helped in these modalities. So I'm really making a concentrated effort and focus on being able to use more of these tools with my clients and in my content and in what I share, because I think it's so potent and valuable and helpful and healing. And if I drink, then it takes me out of my ability to go deeper into these realms. And it feels much more important for me right now to be able to go deeper into these realms so I can bring back medicine to share than it does for me to be able to just like recreationally have wine on the weekend anymore. So yeah, those are my priorities. I felt like sharing them publicly with you in hopes that it helps you to have some inner reflection on what are your priorities and what is really important to you, and how alcohol use in whatever levels you are taking it in currently is distracting or preventing or not allowing you to go fully into your own priorities, and what might it look like if you had that full capacity, or you gave yourself the opportunity to expand more fully into your own capacity. These are just the things I've been thinking about. Thank you for listening to me. Yeah, I love you guys. I'm all about serving this community. I'm all about serving this community. So if it's that you just want some help getting one alcohol-free day a week, or you want to find yourself on this path of being someone who no longer drinks, my messaging is for you. My content is for you. This podcast is for you. And reach out to me if you have questions or things that you have interest in, things that I spoke to that you would like more information or more content on, questions about, all that stuff. If you want to work deeper with me in closer proximity to me, I am accepting one, maybe two more private clients at the time of this recording. So from here through the end of the summer, which would be to the end of August, I have a 2-month one-to-one program where we work intimately in healing your relationship with alcohol. So that is like the spiritual connection, the energetic connection, the emotional entangling that you have with alcohol. We work in my 2-month container to soothe and remedy and heal that. And if you want some free coaching, I'm offering a pop-up mindful drinking, how to have some alcohol-free days right after the 4th of July weekend. If you're in the States, that's a big weekend. I know it's a big drinking time. I'm certainly an American. I get it. So after that weekend, if you want a supported break from drinking for like 3 to 5 days, I'll be doing it for 5 days. You can jump into that. It's called Alcohol-Free Days, and I'll put that link in the show notes here as well. And I'm teaching a 2-day masterclass on emotional undrinking, understanding your emotions more deeply so that you don't feel triggered to drink by them. Instead, you can look at your emotions as waves of energy moving through you, and that they have encoded messaging and information that is relevant and helpful and important for you in your life, and how to decode your emotions and use them and view them as allies, to how to befriend your emotions and allow them to pass through so that they don't trigger you to drink. That's a masterclass I'm teaching that's coming up at the end of July. I'll put that link here as well. And there will also be another round of What Do I Know, my 6-week program, where you learn to tell yourself a different story about you and alcohol. That is coming up mid-August. That's what's new up in this mix for me. Gotta kick this COVID out of my system. I hope that you're staying well and healthy. Wash your hands. I know you're not too, but like constantly telling my kids to wash their hands. Wash your hands. Drink water. Pardon me. Have a beautiful day and take care of yourself, and know that you are deeply loved and that you are worthy of living your best life. And I will talk to you soon.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.